In 2007, new jobs in the city increased by less than 1%. Bill Popp of the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation says this year that diminutive under 1% growth will likely continue, setting the stage for next year's further drop.
Factoring in national trends and slowing growth patterns in Anchorage, AEDC's early prediction is for no growth, flat growth, in employment levels in 2009.
If the prediction holds true, 2009 will end a 20-year pattern of continuous job growth for Anchorage. Popp is AEDC president. He presented the organization's mid-year forecast, a traditional event that draws business and community leaders hoping to hear happy descriptions of Anchorage's economic health. Wednesday, they heard a mixed report. Popp compared earlier January predictions with 2008's mid-year realities.
During the first 5 months of 2008, the city's total employment grew by 820 jobs. The sectors doing better than expected are the oil and gas industry sector and government sectors.
The unexpected government growth was primarily state-inspired, fueled by robust operating and capital budgets. Municipality jobs increased only slightly, while federal government jobs declined. Air transportation jobs have dropped so far this year due primarily to reduced cargo volume at Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. The Port of Anchorage has also shown a decline in shipping volume from its 2005 high. That reduction is expected to continue through a generally sluggish 2009, after which both the airport and the port should see moderate increases in shipping. Popp said other areas are pretty much in line with AEDC's beginning-of-the-year employment predictions.
240 new jobs in the business and professional services sector, architects, engineering, legal, accounting, and other related fields. 140 new jobs in the healthcare sector. 140 new jobs in the leisure and hospitality sector, which is your tourism sector. And 80 new jobs across other sectors such as natural resources, utilities, information systems and services, financial activities, manufacturing, and other services sector. The down spot is the construction industry, losing 380 jobs compared to the same time period last year.
Commercial construction dominates over home and government building permit values, a pattern that will continue through 2011. But Popp said government construction in the city should experience increases.
Assuming continued state government budget surpluses in the upcoming 3 years, AEDC expects government-related construction to increase. Overall, AEDC predicts total building permit values will bottom out in 2009 and begin to recover at a moderate growth rate of 3% in 2010 and a 6% growth rate in 2011.
As indicated by the 2010 and 2011 predictions, this year's AEDC July update contained a new crystal ball element.
Today, for the first time, AEDC presents a 3-year economic forecast. AEDC commissioned the McDowell Group to analyze 8 key economic indicators and forecast a 3-year outlook.
Some more 3-year predictions? The city's visitor industry will continue a modest growth. After a flat 2009, Anchorage employment should again grow, mostly due to resource development. As for the most personal prediction?
Personal income growth is anticipated to slow in the next 3 years due to lower employment growth, decreasing returns from investments in the stock market, and lower profits for local businesses. AEDC predicts that personal income will grow between 1 and 3% annually between 2007 and 2011.
Overall, AEDC predicts Anchorage's economy will slow down this year, become static, or experience slight declines in 2009, before recovering in 2010 and 2011. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.